Focus on flowers.
Those of us who live in areas with very cold winters often try to grow Canadian roses. But they don't like our hot, humid summers. During this past summer, I visited a lovely rose garden in southern Indiana, an area not noted for roses. I asked the gardener about her advice for growing roses. Her answer was just one word, water. I've been thinking about this ever since and have vowed to be more conscientious about watering my own roses. I grow a number of Dr. Griffith Buck's cultivars. He was a professor at Iowa State University in Ames, Iowa, and developed 75 varieties that can withstand the extremes of both cold winters and hot, humid summers in zones 4 and 5. Carefree Beauty is a lovely landscape shrub rose with bright pink blooms, and Buckeye Belle is a paler pink. All buck roses are robust and provide lots of flowers all through the growing season. Regular deep watering to the roots without wetting the foliage is the best strategy, as this helps resistance to black spot and mildew. It also keeps the blooms coming right through the fall. Midwestern gardeners can see buck roses growing in the Ryman Public Gardens in Ames, Iowa. This past summer, I also had very good luck with my new knockout roses that proved to be very easy care, too. Remember to grow varieties that are robust and adapt well to your own area, and give them plenty of water. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on robust roses.